Hot 1027. Hot 1027.
Now Shona's here. Good morning, Shona. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks. And you?
It's nice to have you. I'm very well, thank you. Reverend Shona comes in every single Thursday morning to give us some words of wisdom. And what are we focusing on today?
Well, this morning I'm wondering how you wake up in the morning. So Parky, Simon, Bunny, do you groan, press snooze, leap up filled with excitement for the new day at 4 in the morning? Stretch, pause, think about the day ahead. How do you wake up?
So I have Alexa going off just quietly in the background. And I go, Alexa, I try and whisper so she doesn't wake up. Alexa, alarm off. And then I lie there and think, and then I get up. I get up pretty quickly, I'll be honest with you.
All right.
I'm the queen of snooze. I think I have 7 alarms.
7 alarms?
It's terrible.
What about you, Simon?
Yeah, I sort of wake up at about 3 o'clock. I've got my 3 o'clock wee that I go for.
Wow. Okay.
And then scheduled, it's nice and regular.
Yes.
And then often I'm awake then. Yes. And, I'll lie in bed awake until my alarm goes off at 4:45.
Wow. No wonder you're so grumpy.
Spare a thought.
Well, it will be really good when he has the baby.
Yes,
Meg. Yeah. He can do that shift.
Yes, Meg will say, here you go.
Yes.
Here's a little, what's your name, Beatrice?
Beryl.
Oh, Beryl.
Beryl, yes, Beryl. Poor Beryl.
Yeah, okay. Off
just,
you go.
Just lie there and do something while you're lying awake.
Yeah, you may as well.
So I actually wake up, I enjoy the birds calling. I might say a prayer before I get up. In fact, I always do pray before I get up. And I wake up expecting the unexpected. Mm. But on Monday, I had a surprise. I had a new cleaner at church because ours has gone on maternity leave, and she went mad. And she cleaned the glass doors so well that you couldn't see them.
Oh, wow.
And I had a meeting in the evening, and I had to run to the car to get something. So I had priests there, church wardens, chapel wardens. We were having a big meeting.
Yeah.
And I leapt up, ran straight into the glass door. So there was a bit of blood and a really good meeting after that, actually, because people, I think, were a bit shocked. Lots of pain. And the meeting was finished. What the glass door reminded me of was that sometimes we're so focused on the next thing, on the next target, what we have to do next, that we don't see what's right in front of us. And that thing in front of us could be a blessing. It might be a small blessing. It could be a huge blessing.
Mm.
But it's right there in front of us. Now, Donna Ashworth reminds us, and I love this, to always keep a space in our hearts for good things to thrive, even on our dreariest of days when light is scarce. Isn't that beautiful? Keep a space in your heart for the good, for the light. Because the blessing is there even on your dreariest day when you feel that it's all dark. She says beautiful moments are everywhere waiting to be seen, and we need to let them in, look for it, and even pull out a chair at our table for them. And I think if we go out with that attitude in the morning, then we are far more likely not to run into a glass door that's right in front of us and we don't see.
Yes.
But we're far more likely to notice the blessings, small and large around us, which are there every single day. So today I'm just going to say, don't miss the blessings, small, large, expected, unexpected. They're always there.
I think I may have told you about my mum, who's now in her 80s, and she said to me, it's the small things in life. And one of the things she said, this will sound inconsequential to you because you're so busy running around doing your life. She said, for me, sitting, and she lives in the UK, on a high street at a coffee shop and just watching people go by, that for her is just a little blessing that she has every day that she loves doing.
Yeah.
And she says it's nothing.
It's the small things.
It's a small thing. It's a small thing, but she loves it.
The other day I was running around a church, had a terrible cold, and was feeling sick, sprinted down, and there in the tree was an owl. And that to me was an enormous blessing. And I just stopped, paused, and admired the beauty of that owl.
The owl's head went 360 degrees, looked around and came back to you, and you thought, okay, well, that's fine.
Well, about 320 degrees, but yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in, Shona.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful day.
And you.
We'll see you next week.
And enjoy your blessings today.
I will. Good morning. It is Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Hot 1027.